أبو ثمامة الصائدي was a companion of Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, and Imam Hussein alayhim as-salam. And he was also the muezzin of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's army on the day of Ashura. But who was Abu Thumama? How did he live his life? And how did his life conclude in the glorious state of martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. Amr ibn Abdullah al-Sa'idi, who was known by his kunya or his technonym Abu Thumama, was one of the Shi'as who lived in the city of Kufa. He was born after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam departed this transient abode. And when Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi rightfully took the reins of the Islamic Ummah in his hands, Abu Thumama stood at his side throughout all of the battles that took part during his Khilafah. After the tragic martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, Abu Thumama's faith in the Ahlul Bayt did not waver in a bit, and he remained at the beck and call of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, helping him in his war against Muawiyah. And then, when Imam Hassan alayhi salam was treacherously poisoned and martyred by his own wife Ju'dah, Abu Thumama knew that his duty was to stand at the side of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Abu Thumama listened to every single word of his Imam, obeying them without any ifs or buts. Now, if we fast forward a few years, Muawiyah has finally died, and he has left his corrupt son Yazid as his successor over the Islamic Ummah. At this point, Yazid wanted to take allegiance from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in order to legitimize his reign. But when Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam refused to do so, Yazid became hellbent on spilling the blood of our pure Imam. For this reason, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam secretly departed the holy city of Medina and he made his way to the holy city of Mecca, where he stayed for a few months. Now, let's go to the city of Kufa. Slowly but surely, the Shi'as of that city were realizing that Yazid was not fit to rule the Islamic Ummah and to act as the Khalifa of Allah and His Messenger. Therefore, they made a momentous decision. They would write letters to Imam al-Husayn, inviting him to their city so that he could lead them. I'm sure you can guess who one of those who signed the letters was. That's right. It was Abu Thumama al-Sa'idi. Now, the people of Kufa had sent so many letters to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam that he had to find out whether these people were truly loyal to him or not. That's why Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam decided to send his trustworthy cousin and brother-in-law, Muslim ibn Aqil, to the city of Kufa to probe the people and find out if they were loyal to the Ahlul Bayt or not. As soon as Muslim ibn Aqil entered the city of Kufa, Abu Thumama refused to leave his side and he began to gather popular aid for the movement of Muslim ibn Aqil. Therefore, Abu Thumama became one of the most trustworthy and reliable aides of Muslim ibn Aqil during this sensitive period of history. As we know from previous episodes, Muslim ibn Aqil's movement was mainly underground. But when Hani ibn Urwa was arrested, beaten, and thrown into the dungeons of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, the bloodthirsty ruler of Kufa, Muslim knew he had no choice but to rise up against this oppression. Muslim gave his men the signal and he began to arrange his troops from the various tribes of Kufa, assigning Abu Thumama al-Sa'idi as the commander of the Tamim and Hamdan tribes. Abu Thumama and his men bravely advanced towards the government palace, felling any man who dared to stand in their way, and he was the first, alongside his men, to lay siege on the palace of the accursed Ibn Ziyad. Unfortunately, however, the wavering nature of the Kufan dwellers came back to haunt our Muslim ibn Aqil. They were deceived by the golden coins and the lies of the governor, and they fled back to their homes, fearful of the mythical army that lay wait for them outside the city gates, ready to spill their blood. Of course, that was just another ploy of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad to quell the uprising of Muslim ibn Aqil. Eventually, Muslim was abandoned and betrayed by his followers. He was hunted down by the guards, and ultimately, this esteemed emissary of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam achieved the lofty status of martyrdom. At this point, Abu Thumama al-Sa'idi knew that the gig was up and that he had only one duty, and just one duty, to reach Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam at all costs. Cunningly, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad had stationed guards all around the city of Kufa so that nobody could leave and no one could enter without having a permit. Still, Abu Thumama managed to find a way out of the city, and he galloped on his horse as fast as he could until he reached the Caravan of Love, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's camp. He remained at the side of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam until the caravan reached the fateful land of Karbala. At first, they were only besieged by 1,000 soldiers. But day by day, a small group would arrive, and then a bigger group, and then a bigger group, until over 30,000 soldiers had amassed, all thirsty for the blood of the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Can you believe that? Only 50 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had left this transient abode, and now over 30,000 of his so-called ummah were willing to shed the blood of his own grandson. That's mad. We move forward to the day of Ashura, and the battle of Ashura begins. One by one, every single soldier of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam goes out onto the battlefield and displays their love for the Ahlul Bayt, giving what little they have to sacrifice for them. Eventually, the sun had risen to above their head, and it was now time for Salat al-Dhuhr. Abu Thumama rushed to his Imam and told him, "Ya Aba Abdullah, may my life be your sacrifice. I swear to Allah that you shall not be killed until I am killed before you, inshaAllah. But I wish to meet my Lord in a state where I have prayed this prayer that is approaching." Imam Husayn alayhi salam raised his head to the skies to look at the sun, and then he said, "You have mentioned prayers. May Allah resurrect you amongst those who pray and remember him. Yes, it has just become time for prayers." Imagine the Imam making a dua like that about you. Wouldn't that just be the best feeling in the world? Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam led the prayers of love, and Abu Thumama prayed behind him, speaking to his Lord for the final time. Imagine having such a blessing. Imagine being able to pray behind Imam al-Mahdi ajalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif before going out and being able to sacrifice your life for him. May Allah give us the tawfiq of doing so, inshaAllah. After completing his prayers, Abu Thumama bade farewell to Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, and he rushed out to the battlefield for a final time. He dispatched a large number of the enemy to the hellfire. Eventually, Abu Thumama al-Sa'idi, this loyal companion of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt, was struck by an accursed man named Qais ibn Abdullah, and he achieved the lofty status of martyrdom. May Allah elevate his soul and make us like him, inshaAllah. In Ziyarah Rajabiyah and Ziyarah Nahya al-Muqaddasa, Abu Thumama is mentioned by name by the Holy Imam. It says in the Ziyarah, "As-salamu ala Abi Thumama, Amr ibn Abdullah al-Sa'idi." Peace be upon Abu Thumama, Amr ibn Abdullah al-Sa'idi. So now we know who Abu Thumama al-Sa'idi was, how he lived his life in this world, and how he left this world in the glorious state of martyrdom. So remember, if we wish to leave this world a martyr, we must first live in this world as a martyr, wherever you are.